Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
3 o'clock is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. at Petco Park, home of the Padres. And tonight, the Padres host, once again, the Washington Nationals. Thanks to Kevin Franson from the Nationals television broadcast team. Good stuff. Fun guy. And good breakdown. Look, the Nationals are happy with what they have. The Padres got what they wanted initially out of those trades. And I still think the Padres are in a better position overall than the Nationals. Scoreboard is all you need to say about that. Last night, though, scoreboard belonged to C.J. Abrams and to James Wood and to Josh Bell. 10-6 Washington. Tonight, Ryan Burgert, who's been good, Tony Gwynn Jr.
Really good.
1-0, 1.88 ERA. You can't ask for a lot better than that from a basically a number seven starter who's coming up and filling in for guys. I mean, he's giving you a really good game just about every time out. Trevor Williams, our old friend from Poway, right, Tony? Is he Poway?
Rancho Bernardo.
Okay, oh, yes. Don't get them confused.
Yeah, come on now.
I know. Don't get them confused. Rancho Bernardo, Trevor Williams. I'm sure he'll have a lot of friends and family in the stands tonight as he pitches for the Washington Nationals. Lineups I don't have yet. Don't know about you guys, but
let me see.
I don't have one as of now. Some other things that we're going to get into the Daily Gambit in the next segment, but we have Tony for a little more time here. And Tony brought up an interesting thing. You know, I don't know if anybody even knows this. I don't know if we've ever shared this much behind-the-scenes information.
I got a lineup for you.
Okay.
Oh, whoa.
Well, I'll tell the behind-the-scenes thing, but first the lineup. That's important. Tony Gwynn Jr.
It is the same as yesterday. Insert Martin Maldonado instead of Diaz.
Yeah, all except right. Iglesias is at short tonight, which means Xander gets the DH spot.
The DH is on a shuffle mode right now.
Little shuffle mode. Rise once again's bats cleanup. Almost hit two home runs last night as a cleanup hitter, but the Nats had something to say about that. All right.
I like the new lineup, even though it's only been in practice for two games.
You're happy with it.
It seems like Jackson's getting more. Ever since he came back from his concussion, two games, he's been hitting the ball really hard. And I think he likes being in that two spot right in between Manny and Fernando. I think that's a good spot for him.
It matters where you put Jackson. He'll hit anywhere. I do like him in the two spot, though.
I think the jury is still out on whether this lineup is going to be something everybody likes. Let's be honest. They lose the next seven games. No one's going to like the lineup.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Right now, I'm fine. Let's see what
I can only do one game at a time, Chris.
Yes, that's
it's
you.
It's a tough spot. I can see where it can be difficult, right? Because you're obviously trying to hit your best three guys early, right? Luis can flip-flop and be in one of your best three every once in a while. But he's also trying to maintain that left-right-left-right or the right-left-right-left deal.
That's the thing I think, too, Tony.
I'm sure he would love to move Gavin to that four spot. But, you know, I don't know that you trust in Xander yet to be the five-hole guy.
You're going to drop Luis down all the way down to six.
Luis doesn't quite profile to a five-hole guy. You certainly don't. Again, you want to keep your three where it's at. And that's why I think he had Jackson in the four spot, because it gave Manny some pretty good protection. But at the same time, Jackson was kind of in a little bit of a rut there. So I can see why he is settled where he settled.
I would say that right-left thing is more important than a lot of people expect and think.
It changes the way a bullpen can be
that's
used
right,
against you.
Because right. I'll tell you, the team that it seems to do the best job exposing it, hate to say and give any credit to the Dodgers, but they do it well.
Yep.
They bring all these lefties in. I don't know, every team has four lefties, but the Dodgers seem to bring in these guys, and that's who Sheets and Crony and Jackson are always hitting against.
Yeah,
and that's really
not
easy.
You're trying not to give them a lane that's easy to bring a lefty in.
That's right.
From that standpoint. And so that's why they're going right, left, right, left, right. But because of the type of guys they have, it could be a little difficult. It's a good problem to have, don't get me wrong. But, I can see why he settled where he settled.
All right, so here's the behind-the-scenes note. Often, I would say you guys more than me, and the reason is because you guys, because I don't watch any sports live during the night.
Yeah.
I DVR everything. I tape it, watch it. Usually, I watch the Padre game. Well, last night I was at the game, so that's different. But like tonight's game, I'll go home after the show. I'll dinner, the whole thing. But I won't watch tonight's game till 10 o'clock or so.
That's crazy.
Well after it's over and done with. But I won't know the result because I won't go near my phone. But Tony and Scraby are on their phones, and often we send little story ideas to each other. Or Tony will see something that he thinks interesting, he'll send it to us.
I know you're going with this.
You'll do something that's interesting. I don't do it very often, but sometimes. But anyway, I thought Tony had a good one last night.
He notified me to the end of the game when he sent this, because it came in as soon as the game
final
ended.
Catch was made.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, Tony, that must mean the game is over if he's sending me this text.
Well, so go through it, Scraby, and then play the...
Real quick, Gavin Sheets and Xander Bogaerts flip-flopped. Did we say that? Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Tonight?
No, we did not.
Yes,
did
but
not
they did that. Flip-flop. So yes. Bogaerts is
sixth tonight.
And Sheets is fifth.
Thank you.
So Tony sent this Instagram post, and it was about Adam Silver, and it was the Club 520 podcast, and they actually asked like a really interesting question, and it was about what does the league do during a big trade like that, and here's what Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, said.
Misnomers, I think, out there is that I have the power to disapprove a trade.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't. I mean, the only, what the league's role is, what happens is, before the trade is known publicly, it gets called into the league office. Yeah. It's kind of old school. Both teams have to get on the phone, and lawyers and people in basketball operations literally line up the contract. So if somebody, make it up, is making $8 million, you have to ensure that the other team has $8 million of cap space in order to sign that player. A team will say, we want to set up a trade call. Both sides will be on the call. It's a little bit like anybody who's bought a home and there's a closing.
Yeah.
Mm. It's the closest thing where you got to make sure like you indeed have the title to the house. Yeah. And there's been an inspection and there's a contract. All those things. So there's, in essence, a check.
Yeah, he goes on and on. But there's a checklist that they have to go through.
Well, the bottom line is the NBA does not make trades from the league office, which is something that people like you think.
Whoa, how did I get... What the heck?
Because you're the conspiracy guy.
That's why. I see. But
you think Luka Doncic was sent to the Doncic was sent to the Lakers by the league.
And he also then thinks that Dallas was then promised, hey, if you make this trade with the
you'll
Lakers,
get the number one
you'll
pick.
Get the number one
right.
pick.
Right, yes. You think that. Here's what I thought when I saw the lead-in to your text last night, Tony. And it was something, the headline of it, or the was Adam Silver discusses something on Twitter, or whatever it was. So I went to click on it. I thought what it was going to be was Adam Silver trying to defend SGA pushing off all the time. So I was pretty excited to hear what he was going to say about that. But evidently, that's going to get through scot-free, the league office. But not that bothers me. Like, not that I'm going to, you
Are
know,
you
go.
Sure?
Yeah, it really doesn't seem like it.
Of course it bothers me, and it still bothers me
brought
today.
Brought it up every single that's day since the finals have started.
I know I'm making fun of myself now. Of course, I think it bothers me. So I'm waiting for a resolution on that.
As much as it bothers you that SGA pushes off and no one calls it, it bothers me that you don't watch sports live, because I heard the other day about a nice little text chat between Adam and Bennett Woods and Paul, and they text during the games. If I were to text you guys, well, Tony's working, number one, so I wouldn't want. If I was to text Chris, I wouldn't get anything back.
You get crickets.
And then I would get something at like 1:30 in the morning being like, yeah. Good one, Scrabe.
I know, I told
him. He does respond hella late.
Well, I saw Tony's call of the Fernando Bruja last week, but
yeah,
I didn't
good.
See it till 12:30 at night. So when I was over, I texted Tony, and I said he did a great job, and I felt he'd still be driving home from L.A., so I'd give him a little pick-me-up before he got home.
Can we stop
it was
there?
A help. It was definitely a help. You know, yeah, I had the windows rolled down at the time trying to stay awake as
right.
I was
got a little,
coming through.
A little compliment came
there.
Rolling in there at 12:30. You didn't expect that.
Can we get your quick opinion, Tony, because you had that scheduled weekend, and so you never got to talk about the Dave Roberts thing and him getting suspended for one game like Mike Schill, Robert Suarez, 3 games. What do you think?
Yeah. Okay. Well, my opinion on it.
What? Yeah.
Is I don't think any of the hit-by-pitches to Tati were intentional. However, I do think that it doesn't matter if a guy after a guy has been hit 3 times. It doesn't matter if the intent was right or intentional or not intentional. It was more within the Padres' right to protect their guy as they did. And then I think every action has a reaction. I think Schilt was more than within his right to come out of that dugout fuming, pointing at the other side.
Yep.
And, if you've ever been in a big league dugout before, you know that once you start pointing into another team's dugout, they are then going to have a response of their own. And so I think everything that happened thereafter was about right. It's what is usually how it goes. I can't think of a time that I've ever been in a big league dugout, regardless of whether my side was in the right or wrong. If someone was pointing in the dugout at the manager, it's going to cause
doesn't
some
matter.
Type of reaction.
No question.
It doesn't really matter. Right.
No. I remember a game where some kid ran into the dugout from second base and tried to tackle me sitting in the dugout because we were just totally ragging on this guy for some reason.
Were you a player?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is when you're at stake. Okay.
Right. Yeah, there was some guy on the other team. It was early in the – I don't even think it was a real game. I think it was a practice game or something. And we were just on this guy for some reason. Well, who has the loudest voice? I do.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The guy thought it was me leading the charge. So he came into the dugout, and we got a talking to from the higher-ups, coaches and et cetera.
Deets.
Yes, and others. But don't ever let that happen again without – some real consequences.
Right.
Like, we kind of let it go. It was a pushing and shoving and kind of got the guy out of there. And we were like, no. You don't let somebody ever come into your dugout like that.
So I thought I was, how long was it that we'd had conversations about, quote unquote, Padres not protecting their guys or doing the thing that everybody thought they should be doing in terms of our guys getting a hit and nothing happened.
Yeah. Did you think Dave Roberts maybe should have at least got an extra game for actually making contact with Mike Schilt, which I thought crossed the line?
I think if Mike was an umpire, then yeah. I think he would have been warranted another game. But I don't know that there's any rule on bumping another coach or player that would automatically get you to an extra game suspension.
I think we need a pay-per-view of Dave Roberts versus Mike Schilt. I think Mike Schilt would win.
I think we'd be highly disappointed if we
paid just circle each other.
Right. Let's be honest. When we get Jake Paul against Mike Tyson, there's no fighting.
Right.
So I don't think you're going to get much with Mike Schilt and Dave Roberts, to be honest with you.
Mike Schilt's fiery. As we said yesterday, there is no lack of fire in Mike Schilt.
Here's the other thing. It was real big dog. This is allegedly, because we don't know if anything was done intentionally or not, gentlemen. But I thought it was big dog, man. He spotted up Ohtani twice. Like, hey, man. And I got into it with Jerry after this a little bit. Because he was,
Oh, Jerry Hairston, he was very upset that the Padres would ever go near Ohtani.
Right,
yes.
and it wasn't just that. He was sensationalizing it, right? He was like, you're supposed to go below the waist. And I was like, hold up. I don't think any of Tatis were below the waist.
No.
Are we keeping the same rules here? And then I think he thought about it. He was like, okay.
He didn't pull his tweet back, I'll tell you that.
He couldn't. He couldn't at that point.
Yeah.
He couldn't. It's already out there now. You screenshot it and everything, but... Yeah, man, I think ultimately that is how it's supposed to go. Kudos to Tati. in Ohtani, quite frankly, because they could have certainly escalated this to where we would for sure be having something and pop off in August. I think the way they handled it ultimately is why there's a chance we can just have a regular series.
I hope so. August. Yeah, you hope by August that we don't feel like anybody needs to do one more thing.
Ohtani is like, he's the leader. I mean, he's the leader of that organization. He told everyone, stay in the dugout, and everybody
he's
did.
He's even taken some heat from that, though.
He did take
people
some heat
who said,
for that.
You know, come on, man. You're going to just allow that to happen and try to go to first base and not do anything? I mean, there's people that really wanted him. I'm not giving you a break.
I know,
people are saying.
That's crazy.
Some people.
Real quick, Schulte, for clarification, my partner kind of gave me this little tidbit. Schulte's suspension was automatic because of Suarez is getting tossed after warning.
Oh. Yes, it wasn't
so
technically, because he stormed the field.
So technically Dave Roberts did get an extra. So Dave Roberts did get an extra game in a sense because he got one for the dust-up and Schulte got none.
Yes, and
Schilt got his one. Baseball should have been clear about that, to be honest, so that we understood the. Because I just felt they gave him the same suspension, and frankly, you know, because I'm paid by the Padres, I thought that Dave Roberts deserved more.
Chris, you do realize we're talking about Major League Baseball. You said they should have clarified. Like, we can't even get them to turn their mics on.
Stupid umpire.
Although I will say, in L.A., there was one incident.
He did.
He turned his mic on, and I was like,
"You almost fell out of the booth." Yeah,
I was like, "Great!" I think it was Marvin. Was it Hudson?
Marvin
it was
Hudson.
Marvin
he
Hudson.
He actually explained something that was happening.
I thought it was funny last night. I love when Jesse like relays to us what the umpire is doing, because he couldn't like make a call whether or not that James Wood home run was actually a home run, and so he did this whole thing. He's like, the umpire was like, just put his hands in the air, and then he started pointing this
Jesse's
way.
Superpowers, honestly, is when he's describing umpire behavior. And I think part of it is because he has to rely on them sometimes to make the call. Like the
Absolutely.
Ball's in the air.
Absolutely.
He's waiting to see what the umpire's doing, and he's kind of throwing both hands up. He doesn't really know, and then he's trying to convince everybody, no, it's fair. Well, we saw it at the pole. It should be fair. It shouldn't even be a question.
Embarrassing spot to be where everyone in the stadium's like, what are you doing, dude?
Speaking of umpires, Scraby's favorite, Doug Weddings was behind the plate last night.
I realized that he was behind the plate, and I tweeted Doug Weddings instead of Eddings because it auto-corrected me.
Oh, it corrected? Oh, is that why you corrected?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you meant something.
Some surprising news for you this year.
What you got?
Doug is actually good, at least according to the numbers. He didn't seem that good yesterday, but he's, like, actually good.
Doing all right.
According to the numbers.
Wow. Okay.
Not according to his approaching.
Not according
everyone.
To the game I watched last night, but you know, that's either here or there.
All right, we got to go to break.
All right, we'll go to break.
Let's go to break.
Tony, great job. Great stuff. We'll see you back for the. We got the Fantabulous Game Show, and we got the Big Five. In the meantime, we'll check some traffic here on Gwen and Chris.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Chris. Gotta make way to the bottom of the hour for the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Probably got people starting to tune in early for that now. You know what I mean? They don't want to miss that on Tuesdays at 3:35 to hear the weekly beating that Tony gives you on the Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
I don't like you right now.
Well, we'll see if you can do something about that then when we play in a few minutes. But right now we got some games to look at tonight, Scrabe. Let's hit it.
Okay, let's just go into the bets since we're so far behind on
time. We can give last night's record.
It was only four bets.
Yeah, it was quick. You went 3-1, I went 2-2.
Okay.
The only difference was you picked the Cardinals and I picked the Cubs.
Correct, and the Cardinals crushed.
They did. Yeah. All right, so tonight we got the Padres and Nats. 8.5 runs for this one. Got our guy Trevor Williams. We got our guy Ryan Burgert. Last night the teams went way over. Tonight you're going under.
Over.
Over again. Under has been the way to go. I'll stay under again. Dodgers 1.5 at the Rockies.
Oh, God.
Seems like a mismatch, but the Rockies have been better. You know, but are they good enough to beat the Dodgers? No, the Dodgers. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Dodgers, too.
How about 12 runs over-under for that game? Ooh. It's at, obviously at Coors Field. 12 runs. What do you think here?
Now, I think the Rockies have Dodgers not been scoring. I think the Dodgers scored 12 runs on their own, so wow. Over.
So over. You know, you're going to be surprised with this. I'm going to go under. The Rockies don't score this year. Like, they lose at home normally 8-2.
It's kind of crazy.
So I'll say under. Who has more strikeouts tonight? This is a good one. Tarek Skubal against the A's or Garrett Crochet at the Angels?
Ooh.
I'm going to go Skubal because I like him better. I don't know him, but I root for him way more than I root for Crochet.
Yeah,
whose attitude last year as a white stock still carries over
white
in my
stock?
White stock, yes. White stocking.
Is that a singular of this?
Something okay. like that. But all anyway, right. Yes, when he was there, he had some things that rubbed me the wrong way. So
wait,
I still
when he said that he needed a fully guaranteed contract in order to be traded to play in the playoffs? That's what you mean?
Yeah.
That okay. Guy. Yeah, I think a lot of people had issues with that.
Right. So I'm going to go Skubal.
Crochet could strike some guys out, though.
Well.
I'm going to go Crochet.
Crochet. Okay. Justin Verlander returns tonight for the Gigantes off the injured list. 5 1/3 innings against the Marlins. Over, under.
So that's over, under 16 outs?
Yeah.
Under.
He's going under, I can tell you that for sure. I think he could pitch 5 no-hit innings, and they would take him out of the game.
Probably.
L.A. Sparks, -5 at Chicago Sky. Obviously, a little WNBA action. Now, the Sky has not been doing well, the Angel Reese Club. Let's see. The Sky, let me just get an update. 3-10, but the Sparks are not a lot better. They're 4-10. So I don't know where you go here. You get 5 points if you take Chicago.
How many people are waiting for autographs outside?
For Kelsey Plum or yes. for Angel Reese?
Kelsey Plum.
There's a big brouhaha right now because, what's her name? Joy Taylor, you know,
yeah,
Jason
yeah,
Taylor's
yeah.
sister.
Yeah, yep.
Somewhere she said that...
Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark's only famous because Angel Reese... gave her the finger, you know, in the championship.
Yeah, yeah, the ring
that
finger.
Made Caitlin Clark famous. That's upset all the Caitlin Clark people who now think Angel Reese is only famous because she's connected
oh
to Caitlin Clark.
There
and
is
here we
so
go
much
again.
Stuff that we don't need to worry about.
These two players, like, it's you don't have to take a side.
Stop pitting them against each other.
It's incredible. Right?
That is great. Well, this is Joy Taylor. I mean, if she's the one who said it, then it's her fault for starting it.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying it's starting again. Last year was the rookie of the year. And if you picked the wrong one, man, you were just a terrible human being.
Yeah, I do remember that.
How can you not appreciate what Angel Reese is doing? How can you not go for Caitlin Clark? And then it was like, well, you're racist if you're picking the other one. Like, come
on.
It
got weird. It definitely got really weird. It wasn't about the sport anymore.
No. Or these kids.
I'm going to go with the Sparks.
After all that, yeah. You'll take the Sparks -5. I'll take Angel Reese here. Okay. And the Cubs, not the Cubs, Chicago +5. All right, Caitlin Clark, she finishes it up. 19.5 points tonight for her at Seattle. Caitlin Clark's been ice cold. Last two games, 1-for-17 from the arc. So she rectifies that tonight. Caitlin Clark goes over.
I'll go over, too.
Okay. All right, let's get to a break, and then because it's time for our game show, and everybody get your pencils and scorecards ready. It's next. Padres have dropped 8 of their last 12. Don't look now. Hasn't been a great stretch. How about the bullpen? The bullpen is like the lockdown part of our team, Scraby.
I know.
Last 12 games, bullpen ERA 5.54. Now, I understand there's stretches, right, that everybody has, but it's a little troubling. Last night, the bullpen was not good. Peralta got wrecked. I think it was 5 hits in like 1 inning, and then Yuki came in there and was serving him up. A couple of home runs, and game got away. I mean, Fernando hits that home run in the 9th inning. Had the bullpen done its thing, it could have been a totally different deal. But You know, you can't count on I get it. The bullpen's not going to go 0.0 all season like we thought. But the bullpen, along with everything else, has not been great lately. The Padres have a losing record this month, 10-12. It's about the same record this month as the Rockies have. Just saying. Got to pick this up.
How many games
have
the Rockies won?
This month?
Yeah.
Well, now you're going to make me look it up, but it's close. I mean, the Rockies only won like 3 games before this month.
That is true. They were
so
really
they didn't
bad.
Have very many coming in. They started. They finished May with the Rockies were 9-49.
Oof.
And they are now 18-60. So they're 9-11.
Wow.
It's about the same.
You
what
do
the
not
want to
be with the Rockies.
Yes, right. You don't want to. You don't want anybody saying, you know, we got about the same record as the Rockies lately.
Yeah, I don't like.
Don't
that.
Want to hear that.
I don't like that. But Brian Hoeing is back, which is good. We saw him and he
last
can,
night.
He can help the bullpen.
All right, let's get rolling here with that ball club tonight, 6:40. Tony will have the call, but right now, Tony's studying because after we check some traffic. It's time for today's Fantabulous Sports Game Show!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there, it's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm gonna go...
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, searching high and wide here today for a category that will hopefully please... Our runner-up in this game.
Me?
That's you. Yeah, Matt Scravey. Tony Gwynn is the other contestant in the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. As you know, if you follow this particular game, Tony Gwynn usually wins.
Lots of compliments about your topic last week. They thought that was really creative, and I said, I don't care.
Great
it was
topic.
Hard.
It was well, great topic last week.
It was something to do with states
and
that
vowels.
Were home. To champions, oh, vowels too.
Yes.
Yeah, we did
remember
that.
Yeah, that was legit.
Edmonton Oilers was a big answer last week. That's all I know because it's both Edmonton and Oilers started with a vowel.
It was a huge answer.
All right, we're going to be a little more simple today, but we are going off the sports board today.
Uh-oh.
Scraby, did you like playing with Hot Wheels growing up, Matchbox cars, that kind of thing?
No. I actually did not.
You did
at
not?
All.
So maybe this isn't going to be a category
all,
for you.
At all is a little much. I would say I played with them, but barely.
I think almost every guy
with them. They didn't last long, though.
No,
like,
me neither.
I'd have it, and they'd lose them pieces.
Yeah.
And
no, I
just
don't have
it.
I had, like, the loop that you would do.
I like the loop. The loop was great. Yeah. Well, I just think most guys, man, a lot of women, just kind of are into cars. So today's category, very simple. According to Motor Trend Magazine, Car and Driver, rating sales and popularity and buzz and everything else, want you guys to name the top 25 most popular car brands in the United States of America.
So we have to name make and model.
That's
no
good.
Model. Just make.
Just make.
You,
okay,
don't need, you don't need GT300 or SE Coupe or any. Just give me the company that makes them.
There's 25 companies that make
There's
cars?
A lot more than that. There's a lot more than that. So you're going to give me the top 25 make. Yeah, model is not what you need, or year, or any of that. Just give me the most popular car. Why do you hate? Oh, you hate
it
the pen.
It doesn't work.
He's got.
It's
you know
a
what?
Brand new pen.
All right, let me just tell you something, Tony. Off the beaten thing, He forgets to bring a pen for this game every week.
So I made a point.
And I have to give him a pen.
So I made a point to bring my own pen.
And guess where I'm going right now?
To get a me a pen.
Off camera to get Scraby another pen.
I don't like it.
Talk to the people, Scraby.
Oh,
well, you know,
Scraby.
I actually do like this category. Literally didn't know that there was 25 automakers in the world.
So it sounds like you might be in trouble then.
Yeah. Is it world, Chris? Uh-oh, it's all the way under the table.
Well, this could be a battle just getting the pen set up. Yes, these can be foreign companies. Is that what you're asking? Yes,
yeah,
it's not just American made.
Okay.
It's any company that makes car brands. Most popular in the United States. Top 25, first person to 13 wins. Or if you miss three, you strike out and you lose. And Tony won last week, so Scraby, go.
I'll go first.
You're first. What you got?
Volkswagen.
Volkswagen is, according to this list anyway, number 12. That is correct. Scraby's on the board. That's how it works. All right, Tony Gwynn Jr., your turn.
Toyota.
Number one, Toyota.
Wow.
On top. Toyota. Very popular car brand in the United States. Again, Motor Trend, Car and Driver. I don't even know that this is based solely on sales. It's a little bit of everything factored in. So if you have a complaint out there where your favorite car brand winds up, take it up with them. I'm just don't be calling into me. All right, Scraby, 1-1.
Let's just go Ford.
Ford's number two. So you guys are off to a good start here. 2-1. Scraby leads. Tony Gwynn Jr., popular car brands in the U.S.
General Motors.
GM. Ooh. All right. Is GMC General Motors Corporation?
Yes,
okay. There. I was looking for it. I'm like, I don't have it. But it's, that's number 11, GMC General Motors Corporation.
Correct.
I got a little nervous for a second. I was like, how are they not there?
But Chris is like, this list.
I know. It's like, don't let me down. All right. 2-2. Scraby's up.
I'll take another multi-billion-dollar corporation Honda.
I think they all are. Honda's number four, way up there on the list. So 3-2 in favor of Scraby, and it is Tony Gwynn Jr.'s turn. We're naming popular car brands.
How about Hyundai?
Ooh. Hyundai. Hyundai is gonna be number seven. There it is.
No!
I didn't see it for a minute. I thought it'd be lower. I was looking at the bottom of the list and I had way up there. And, oh wow, number seven, Hyundai. I was surprised by the where that came in. So yep, we're tied at three. Tony's safe. And it's up to Scraby now.
Yeah.
Popular car brands in the United States. What you got, Scraby?
Before I got this most recent car, I always drove hand-me-downs. One of the cars I drove was a 1997 Nissan Maxima.
Nissans are good. Correct. That's number five on the list. So you guys have named 1, 2, 4, and 5. Number three is available, as is number six, and many others. Does anybody old enough to remember when Nissan cars were not called Nissan? They were called something completely different. It started with an S, and now it's one of these things where it just escaped my mind.
Let me Google it. Nissan.
Nissan's original
old name.
Old name. It was, goodness.
Datsun.
Datsun.
Yeah,
it didn't even start with an S.
I do remember
started
Datsun.
With a D.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Datsun
my
became
Nissan. My parents had a Datsun.
Yeah, Datsun
before
became
I was
Nissan.
Around.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Scraby leads 4-3. Tony, you're up. Top 25 most popular car brands in the United States of America.
Let's go a little more luxurious. How about a little BMW?
Yeah, let's get a little luxury. Number 13, BMW. That's correct. They're on the list. Bavarian Motor Works, I believe that stands
for.
That
is, yes.
I'm surprised I even know that. We're tied at four, and we're up to Scraby.
I'm going to go with Mercedes.
Mercedes-Benz. Fine German engineering there. Number 15 on the list, Mercedes-Benz. Give Scraby a 5-4 lead. 9 down, 16 to go. Tony, you guys are rolling through these so far.
How about Nissan?
Nissan is going to cost you because we already said it.
Nissan?
Yeah, we said Datsun is Nissan.
Maxima.
Oh, you sure did. You threw me off with the Datsun. We should have been looking for the other name. Stupid.
Tony's got a strike. Scraby had to scramble to find the buzzer there. He wasn't expecting
like, what?
It. Yeah.
All right.
This happened last week, by the way, and Tony still rallied to win.
Yeah,
so
he did.
We'll see what happens here today. But Scraby, yeah, this puts you in a nice position. You're up 5-4, and it's your turn.
I'm gonna go with something a little off the beaten path. Subaru,
number 10, top 10 Subaru.
Trying to think of every car of people I know that they drive.
Give Scraby a 6-4 lead. Tony now with a strike goes back to work here to shake off
Mazda.
A bad
Ooh.
Guess. He comes right back with Mazda, number 14.
One.
That is right on the list. You guys are good. You guys have hit most of the first 14, only one of the second 11 out of the top 25. So I'm just giving you a little idea. Number 3, 6, 8, 9 are available. And then the rest are lower numbers. Scraby leads 6-5, 14 left. Top 25 most popular car brands in the United States. Scraby came into the game not even knowing that there were that many car brands.
Now all of a sudden I know.
And now he knows, but can he think of one now that he's got the lead here and the pressure starts to grow a little bit?
I'm sorry if you own one of these, but I've always thought they're weird looking.
Saab, yeah. You know who owned a Saab when I met her?
Your wife
My
did?
Wife had a Saab. It was a yellow Saab, and she called it Sabrina. And
Sabrina the Saab.
Yeah. You can take it up with her next time you talk to her. But Saab is not one of the top 25 most popular car models.
Oh, my goodness.
He talked right into that and took you on out.
Saab doesn't make it. There's a buzzer for the Saab. Yeah, I think Saabs are hard to find now.
I don't know if they are.
Because Lori and I were even talking about that a little while ago. We're like, I haven't seen too many Saabs these days. So not in the top 25. We're tied one strike apiece now.
Oh.
Tony can get back even in the game if he gets one here. Tony.
Like, how about Tesla?
Tesla, yes, that's a good one.
I was going to say, but I wasn't sure.
Why didn't you think Tesla would be? Yeah, why did you?
That's how he talks.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Elon Musk on the show.
That's a really good... I didn't know if that's where you're going for. That's pretty good, Tony.
Wasn't
like,
that?
Tesla, of course.
Who? You know what? Let's cancel the game and let Tony just do Elon Musk
please,
the next 10 minutes.
Please.
I think that would be better entertainment.
At first I thought it was Shaq, but then I realized.
Tesla is definitely
on there. I guess
he
could double as Shaq too, huh?
Pretty good. Pretty good, Tony. All right.
If we were doing pizza companies, it would have been Shaq.
We're tied at 6 with one strike apiece, so the game is back dead even. 13 correct answers remaining. Scrabe, you need one here.
Jeep?
Jeep's in there, yes. Okay. Very good. Number 6, Jeep. Jeep
like
is
you,
there.
Scraby.
Very good. Scraby's got 2, 4, 5, and 6. Tony's got 1, 7, 11, and on down the line. Anyway, Scraby leads 7-6. We're more than halfway home on the most popular car brands in the United States. Again, according to Car and Driver, Motor Trend, their you know, research and sales and everything that they do, don't complain to me. Tony, there's probably a Saab owner out there right now that's like, get out of here!
How about the Stellantis?
I'm sorry?
I don't even know what that is. What'd you say?
It might not be on there then. I'm just naming a car. Stellantis.
Stellantis? Yeah, I can't even dignify that with a response. I have to.
I've never heard of a Stellantis.
Man, Gesundheit, Tony.
Did you mean praying mantis?
Somebody knows what that is, but I don't.
So that is strike two for Tony.
Scraby again with a 7-6 lead, and it's your turn, Scraby.
Stellantis.
That must be something that only ball players find out about.
No.
I've never even heard of it. Really?
Sorry. I'm going to have to look at it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look it up. There are some very popular ones still remaining. I'm just saying you guys are probably,
you might be
making it a little difficult on yourself. These are really popular car brands that you haven't guessed yet.
This one, I should have guessed early.
Okay.
Kia
is number 8. That is correct.
Wait, isn't a Kia a Hyundai?
Well, you already guessed Hyundai.
Yeah.
Right. So how is he
guessing
Kia?
Hyundai and Kia are 7 and 8
on this
list.
It would be like how Mercedes-Benz is a part of Daimler Chrysler.
Okay. Yeah, apparently, right. Yeah, whatever it is. Tony, good try, but yeah, no. I'm again, don't complain to me. I just put the I just wrote the list down.
Yeah. All right, how about Lexus?
Lexus, very good, Tony. Good, staying in the hunt there. Number 16, Lexus
didn't
is
even
in
think
there.
About that.
Just below Mercedes-Benz is
one of my
Lexus.
Says Lexus are just overpriced Toyotas, but I like Lexus.
Lexus and Toyotas are almost the same part. Are the same parts? I think they're just like better.
They're better parts.
Better, yeah,
yeah, better
brand of
yes,
parts,
yes.
But it's the same thing. Anyway,
better metal.
No, I know what you mean because I owned a lot of Lexuses, and the Toyota people were like, "You should just get a Toyota." And I said, "I wanted the prestige of a Lexus." Anyway, 7827. Scraby, you're up.
What
10
about,
left.
What about Cadillac?
Cadillac, still in there, number 23. Yep. Cadillac squeezing in, not high on the list.
23 is a lot lower than I thought.
Bet you Cadillac used to be a little higher than that. I think Cadillac's fallen over the years, but it's a correct answer. Puts you up 9-7 with 9 to go, and Tony with 2 strikes. Back, he's on the doorstep here. He needs to respond correctly.
How about Land Rover?
Ooh. Land Rover. Interesting. Yes. It's number 26.
Oh!
Are you kidding me? Oh, really?
Steve Wright 3.
Wow.
Scraby is
this
the winner today.
This has never happened to me before. I got some more.
Well, there's 10 that you didn't get, or 9 that you guys didn't guess.
Porsche?
So. Ooh, Porsche also did not make
that.
It. Porsche
really?
Is 28.
What about Fiat?
Fiat, no. Way on. Fiat, fix it again, Tony, they used to call those.
Did we say Dodge?
Ooh. We didn't say Dodge.
Is it on the list?
It is. Here, what about
Ferrari?
Ferrari did not make the list.
Come on, if Porsche ain't on it, Ferrari definitely ain't.
Yeah, that's
Ferrari.
True. Right, what about Puget? Puget.
Yeah, you got Peugeot, you mean?
Oh, sure.
Peugeot, yeah. Here's what
I am not classy enough to call Peugeot.
Puget. Here's what you guys didn't name. Number 3, Chevrolet.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Steve Garvey would not
be happy
with you
there. I literally
have
a Chevy Impala. Did not think of that.
Number 9 is Ram Trucks.
Okay.
All right.
That's Dodge, though.
That's Dodge.
Yeah, well, again, it got separate in this list. And again, don't complain to me. I'm just writing down the list. Number 14, Mazda. Or wait, Mazda was listed
I said
twice.
Mazda.
No, you did. Okay, Mazda's good. Number, let's see, 19, Audi.
Oh,
number 20, you know, there's still some Oldsmobile.
Acura?
There's some Oldsmobile people out there. Got to have a Buick. Number 20, Buick. Number 21, gosh. Acura, you just said.
Acura's really nice.
Number 22, a lot of people like this. I don't. A Volvo.
I haven't
Isn't that Volkswagen?
No, Volvo, that's different
Volkswagen
than Volkswagen.
Different.
Chrysler, which I think you guys connected somewhere, is listed as 24. Number 25, Mitsubishi.
Oh, wow.
The final one. Land Rover, Lincoln, Porsche, Infiniti, Genesis, Mini, Maserati, Alfa Romeo, Jaguar, just off the list.
What about Lotus?
Jaguars.
If I didn't name you, you're not there.
You didn't make the list.
You didn't make it.
All right.
That's it.
Wow.
All right. Well, Scraby, you're a champion today. Take us to break, buddy. Good job.
Chris versus the fans is up next. 833-288-0973. Get in line, everybody.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.